The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, has spelled out the parameters that will determine any Australian involvement in a joint military campaign in the Middle East to deal with Islamic State militants. The government's open to sending Super Hornet jet fighters if the United States asks for help carrying out airstrikes. The opposition leader, Bill Shorten's, made clear that Labour is 100% committed to dealing with the threat posed by IS, but he had to deal with suggestions from one of his MPs who suggested the government was hiding behind the terror threat to avoid discussing its unpopular budget. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
Labour Senator Sue Lyon says it's very hard to be critical of steps to improve Australia's security.
Obviously, and certainly as the Labour Senator, I want to make sure that Australia is secure.
But she's accused the Prime Minister of scaremongering over national security and using the situation in Iraq as a shield to deflect from the government's budget problems and to improve its standing in the polls.
It's hyping it up. It's invented the term Team Australia. You know, you're either in the team or you're out of the team, and it's looking for opportunities in the media and elsewhere every day to try and scare the Australian public and to distract everyone from the budget.
That prompted a swift rebuke from the government, with the Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, calling the senator a muppet. The opposition leader's spoken to his senator.
Some individuals make comments. I've spoken to Senator Lyons. Our position, Labor's position, is that there will not be a debate in this nation in terms of political point scoring from either Liberal or Labor about the importance of tackling this threat.
Senator Lyons is standing by her remarks but not making any further public comment. PM's been told Bill Shorten counselled her. He also spoke to Senator Kim Carr after this remark.
Well, it's a classic case where this government is seeking to get away from any discussion about real budgetary problems.
Keen to get things back on track, the Labor leader took the initiative, asking this opening question in question time.
Can the Prime Minister provide an update on the situation in Iraq and the role that Australia will play?
And I do appreciate the spirit with which he asked it, and I appreciate the support that he and the opposition have given to the government.
Australia's Super Hornet jet fighters have been put in a high state of readiness, and the Prime Minister's building the case for any deployment.
There is obviously discussions going on between the United States and its friends and allies about what more can be done to avert further disasters in this part of the world.
He says Australia is yet to receive any official request for military assistance, but has set out some preconditions.
Should we be asked, we would want to look at any request in the light of achievable objectives, a clear role for Australian forces, full risk assessment, and an overall humanitarian objective. But I do wish to say, Madam Speaker, that no one in this Parliament, I am sure, no human being anywhere, excuse me, would wish to stand by and watch the preventable slaughter of innocent people.
This week in Question Time, the government's focused on the terrorist threat posed by the extremist militant group Islamic State. Today, Mr. Abbott revealed the government's just signed a data-sharing agreement with the United States,
which will make it easier to monitor people on national security watch lists. I stress that data sharing will take place in conformity with both countries' privacy laws. I further stress, Madam Speaker, that it is terrorism that is being targeted, not members of any particular community. It is extremism that is our enemy, not religion.
The opposition used Question Time to attack the government over an $800,000 budget cut to the Australian War Memorial, attracting an angry response from the Prime Minister.
This money, as I'm advised, has been diverted. An $800,000 commitment to small travelling exhibitions has been subsumed by a $10 million commitment to a very large travelling exhibition.
The Prime Minister seems unaware that the Minister called it a cut.
Given that both the War Memorial and his own Minister in the Senate have confirmed that the $800,000 cut was a decision of this government, why is the Prime Minister breaking his promise to the Australian War Memorial?
This is a pathetic game
from the Leader of the Opposition to cover up for the fact that one of his members tried to play politics with national security earlier on today and had to be pulled into line.
The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, ending Alexandra Kirk's report.